1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hello, welcome to the program. Today, one final look before we roll into full football mode on Monday with Murray State Basketball. Head coach Matt McMahon joins me. Since the schedule came out, I haven't had a chance to chat with Matt. So we're going to find out what the players have been up to over the summer. There's some NCAA rules changes in terms of how they manage their time as far as practice goes. We'll find out his thoughts on that. And also just talk about some of the team, the players, some of the returnees, the seniors, three senior guys coming back, and also some key returnees. Breon Sanchez, how's he doing? Off his injury rehab. We'll get the latest on that. Some pretty good news, I'll tell you that. It's coming up with Matt McMahon. So hang on to that. Before we get you to that, let's get you caught up with everything else. A couple of racer notes. One of those, Murray State catcher Tyler Lawrence has been named to the Cape Cod Baseball League's All-League team. That announcement coming Wednesday. Lawrence played the summer with the Falmouth Commodores, second in the league in homers with 7, batted .312, had a .418 on-base percentage, ninth in the league with 23 runs batted in. He scored 15 runs. He was the DH for his team and led Falmouth to the CCBL Championship Series. So our congratulations on that. Preseason vote-ahead coaches in cross-country in the Ohio Valley Conference. No surprise here. The Eastern Kentucky men and Eastern Kentucky women picked as favorites for this coming season. Last year, the AKU men claimed their 24th OVC championship. They've won 10 straight. The AKU women's program took home their 29th all-time title. That event held in Murray. On the women's side for the racers, Murray State picked 4th. On the men's side, Murray State picked 7th. College basketball season opening marquee event, the Champions Classic, will continue to include Kentucky through the 2019 season. The other schools are Duke, Kansas, and Michigan State. ESPN will continue to televise. The doubleheader event will be played in Chicago in 2017, Indianapolis in 2018, New York in 2019. That will continue to be the final event of ESPN's College Hoops Tip-Off Marathon that provides more than 24 hours of consecutive basketball coverage to mark the start of the college basketball season. I believe last year I asked Matt McMahon about that. Someone had asked why the racers were not in that to this point. And he's open to it. It has to be a situation that fits the team's situation. I know sometimes with the schedule that's right beyond that, it can cause some issues, and you don't want to get yourself in an early hole or cause problems with the rest of your schedule just to be in that event, especially if you're playing at a bad time. Now, you know, those Champions Classic games, those won't be at bad times. We could probably, if they offered us that kind of time, we could probably suck it up on no matter what was going on with the schedule. But when you're with those 3 a.m. and 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. games or whatever, it's a little bit different deal. I see it have to be the right fit. Cardinal baseball last night looking good. Just as good as they looked last night, bad the night before, but 8-1, good night for Carlos Martinez. He goes 8 innings of 1-run ball, gave up 4 hits. Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, Stephen Piscotty all homered. Rubber game of the series tonight a little earlier for the 6:15 first pitch, 5:20 the airtime, and we will have that for you on WNBS. A little bit on Donnie Tindall. 60 Minutes is working on a story about former Tennessee basketball coach Donnie Tindall. Of course, he was a head coach at Morehead State, took him to the NCAA tournament. They beat Louisville with Kenneth Reed. A producer for CBS says the story will focus on what many see is a severe NCAA judgment against Tindall for failing to promote an atmosphere of compliance. The NCAA accused Tindall of directing his staff to commit academic misconduct while he was the head coach at Southern Miss. Tindall was hit with a 10-year show cause penalty, essentially preventing any NCAA program from hiring him during that time. Now, remember, okay, that's bad, and maybe that's justified, but, man, we've had college coaches who were involved in a murder before. Now, they didn't do it, but they were kind of involved in, sort of covering it up. 10 years, that's a lot. So it'll be interesting to see what CBS comes out with that. They usually do a good job with those. Also, this is out of Memphis. It's been a while. In fact, I guess since the last time the Racers played Memphis at the Liberty Bowl, I guess that's the last time I've been there. Well, Liberty Bulls Memorial Stadium will look a little different to football fans this season. The stadium has implemented a lot of upgrades. They have new premium seating, interior paint, new ticket office, and new lighting. The stadium also added a new payment system that will allow credit card payments at all concession stands. You know, I mean, nowadays, you're so behind at times. If all you're taking is cash, it's crazy. You're going to lose out a ton of money. Tigers kick off the football season. Memphis Tigers, September 3rd against SEMO. Well, coming up, now next week, we're in full football mode. We'll hear from coaches, Mitch Stewart. We'll get our Monday usual press conference in. It's our Hey Coach show that begins on Monday night. So that's all some really good stuff. We'll hear from the other coaches in the league. But before we do, one final look at Racer football. We'll get you the summer and fall update right after this.
Year-long bragging rights are on the line this Friday night at 7 as the Callaway County Lakers meet the Murray High Tigers in the 2016 Murray Bank Crosstown Classic. The Helmets Traveling Trophy is up for grabs at Roy Stewart Stadium in this battle of early season unbeatens. Join us at 5 p.m. for an expanded two-hour pregame show, including player and head coach interviews. JB and Hack have the call of the Crosstown Classic on 1340 WNBS, Froggy 103.7, and online at froggy103.com.
Welcome back. As promised, Murray State head men's basketball coach Matt McMahon joins me. It's our first update as we have gotten through the summer. The students are back on campus. Matt, I know you're raring to go with the team you have. You feel pretty good about the horses you have in that Racer stable.
I'm really excited, Neil. We've had a good summer. I'm real excited about the additions to our program, but equally excited about the development of our four returners. I think Bryce Jones is really taking some huge steps. Of course, he finished the season in strong fashion and has carried that momentum into the offseason. He's gained about 18 pounds of muscle and playing extremely well and has really taken on a leadership role. I think the same for DeMarcus Croker. I think you'll see a lot more consistency from him on a day-to-day basis. And these guys are in here working hard. Chemistry's good. But chemistry's always good when you haven't handed out any playing time yet. So hopefully we can continue that as we go through the preseason.
What about G. McGee? What kind of summer did he have? I know you really praised his work last year during the offseason.
Yeah, well, he's just such a utility guy for us. And, you know, unfortunately for him, unfortunately for us, we just had to play him in so many different spots. I mean, he was a three-man who started at the four and played backup point guard and played a few minutes at the five even throughout the season. But had a good offseason, you know, really strong, about 225 pounds. He's improved his perimeter shooting and, you know, really is doing well right now. Neil, I'm sure people are aware of all the flooding down in Baton Rouge, and he was actually a couple days late getting back to campus for the fall semester. Lost just about everything in the flooding, and interstates were closed and no way for him to get back. So I know he's struggling with that some emotionally, but is back here working hard and excited about his senior year.
Coach, let's talk about a couple of late signees, Ja'Kai Taylor. I know a lot of times that late in the year, you're usually not in a spot to get someone with that kind of talent, but that looks like a pretty good get for you.
Well, his upside's through the roof. He's 6'7", Neil. His wingspan's about 6'10.5", 40-inch vertical leap. Has a lot of physical tools. Needs to get stronger, but you know he's got an opportunity to be a really good player. Don't know that it's going to happen from day one, but he's got a tremendous attitude. He really gets in the gym and works And we're happy to have him for sure.
You also, the Racers, as fans know, have had a lot of success with transfers, and you get another one in Byron Hawkins, who has a really good track record there at Towson.
Well, when we look at that transfer market, I really put a lot of value just on production. I mean, sometimes we get into this as recruiters, and you want to evaluate, you know, just like with Ja'Kai, and that's important, the physical tools and all those attributes, but at the end of the day, we need productive basketball players, and Byron averaged over 13 points a game last year on a 20-win team at Towson in the Colonial Athletic Association, which was a really good league. He scored 28 in a game, hit 7 or 8 threes against Ole Miss. So we're excited. I think he's a guy who can play both guard spots, and like the guys before him on that transfer market here, he'll take advantage of this year. to get better as a player and learn the system and really be ready to step into a major role next year as a junior.
I want to hop back to last year a bit. I was really impressed with what the team was doing with Breon Sanchez coming along. We go to Belmont. He suffers an injury that ends his season, and then that really exposed the lack of inside depth without Sanchez on the team. But to give us an idea of how he is doing from an injury standpoint, and do you believe he'll be ready come the opening tip?
Thrilled with his recovery. He's in very good physical condition. He's put a lot of time in the weight room, Neil. He's weighing about 255 pounds right now, and it's all muscle.
Wow.
Some of that will come off as he gets back into his conditioning regime. But he has really worked hard to get that knee back stronger, and he's now not only running and doing the conditioning, but he's started his change of direction movement. Our goal continues to be to have him back full speed at 100% for the first day of practice in early October, and he's tracking that way right now.
The schedule has come out since we last spoke as well, and Coach, I know fans, they'll see Brescia and Bethel, but we'll pull those back in every game. I know you can lose any game, but besides those two, it takes a good effort to win every other game on that schedule. That's a pretty challenging schedule you have.
Well, I think it's just part of the success of Murray State basketball over the years, and it's just gotten to where those are the type of games you're going to have to schedule here. You have to play other opponents, and I think we've put ourselves in position to play another very challenging schedule. And it starts from opening night, to start the season with Illinois State, who finished 12-6 in the Missouri Valley last year, really finished the year strong. They have a lot back. Then to go to Middle Tennessee, and we know how they finished last season with the NCAA tournament appearance and went over Michigan State. And then our first game in the tournament up at Bowling Green is against Wisconsin Green Bay, who went to the NCAA tournament. So we're going to be tested from day one. And one thing I'm excited about with the schedule, Neil, three of the first four weekends of the season we play at home here at the CFSB Center. So I think that's going to be really good for our fans.
One tough three-day stretch, though, December 15th at Ole Miss, 2 days later at South Dakota State. Those are two tough ball games. There's not many teams in the country that could go out and get two wins there, Coach.
I'm not going on that trip, Neil. We're going to send you to coach the team. So, it'd definitely be challenging. Ole Miss, Andy Kennedy's done a phenomenal job there. And really excited to go down there and play. They've opened up a new arena last season. I've heard it's one of the best around. So it'll be a great experience for our guys. It's also very close to Memphis, which has been proven to be a very key recruiting area for our program. So we want to continue to play in that area and keep our name strong in the Memphis community. And then South Dakota State, Coach Prohm left us with that game, the return from the bracket buster.
He said he'd never go.
He's about 5 years ago. And, if you look at our schedule, there's a lot of good teams on there. But South Dakota State finished the year last year number 30 in the RPI and had a heck of a season. And I've never played up there. Here it's a really tough place to win. But, again, the non-conference schedule will certainly test us. At Thursday, Saturday, or prepare us for the Thursday, Saturdays. We'll see once we get into league play.
And, Coach, I'll ask, because I get asked this all the time, why don't we play Coach Prohm, Coach Kennedy, Coach Cronin, Coach Gottfried? There doesn't ever seem to be a lot of interest in playing the former coaches. It just doesn't really seem to happen. And the coaches I've spoken with, and that started with Coach Prohm and on back, they usually just don't seem to have any. What about you?
Well, I think a lot of it just starts based on the relationships, and it's a tough business. We're all trying to win and be successful, and every game matters. I think when Coach Kennedy goes to Texas A&M, obviously Coach Prohm's looks at him as a mentor, and I just don't think it was something where he wanted to play them, and now likewise for me, it's just something that. Myself and Coach Prohm, he's been like a mentor to me. And, somebody's got to lose in those situations, and I just don't think the coaches have any interest in that type situation. And then, the other side of it's just the financial side of it. So Maybe it'll happen one day. I've got no problem playing those games, but you know, we got to have the you know, one of the other parties would have to be willing to come to Murray State too.
I understand that. Final question before I let you go. I know years ago there used to be the concrete October reporting date. That's changed a lot. So give me an idea of your team schedule between now and the opening of the season.
Sure. Well, we're all in right now to our strength and conditioning program and then our individual workouts with the players. And the big change in the rules, Neil, is now you take your opening night and you go back 42 days, and over that 42-day period, you have 30 days of practice. Your exhibition games count in those 30 days. So the players get 12 days completely off, no weights, no meetings, no practices. And I like the rule change. It gives you a little bit more flexibility to give the guys an additional day off each week to keep them fresh and rested. So I think it's a good change. So our first day, we'll go September 30th. And really from September 30th up until that Illinois State game, we'll be in a series where we go three practice days, take a day off, two practice days, take a day off, and then repeat the cycle. For the 6 weeks leading up to the opening night.
Well, I know this. Fans are already buzzing about it, so they're ready to go, and I know you are too.
Well, I can't wait. I'm just thrilled with their team, and you know, the support's been awesome in the community this summer, as it always is. And you know, we got to hit the ground running with the schedule we have, Neil, starting those first three games, and as I mentioned, the three of the four first weekends of the season playing at home. We can't ease into this thing. We need that bank full from opening night with Illinois State coming to town and keep the momentum going from there.
Matt, I appreciate the update and look forward to chatting with you down the road, okay?
All right, Neil. Thanks so much.
Racers head coach Matt McMahon.